Degradation to an end with the second coming of Christ. The only problem, however, was how such bad news could really be the good news. I remember sitting in church one Sunday night in my childhood, listening to an evangelist cite a torrent of sins that were flooding society, increasing crime rates, divorce rates, promiscuity among young people. As the evangelist preached his ominous warning, I could hear an elderly woman in the pew behind me moaning, "Thank you, Jesus, Maranatha, Lord, Maranatha." After the service, I asked my mother why this old saint was thankful for so much bad news. With the world going from bad to worse, my mother explained, it was all evidence to the elderly parishioner that the return of Christ was at hand. And most evangelicals still hold this view. Over the years, I've come to believe that both the liberal social gospelers and the dispensational fundamentalists were each partly right. I now affirm the optimism of those who believe that God is at work in the world through faithful servants, both inside the church and outside the church, bringing hope to the poor, liberation to the oppressed, and the creation of a new society in which love and justice reign. At the same time, however, even as I join with them in striving to realize this kingdom of God on earth, I also believe that we should not delude ourselves into thinking that whatever we can build of God's kingdom now can come to fullness without Christ's return. We are all flawed people, and only a face-to-face encounter with the eschatological Christ can make us into kingdom people. And without kingdom people, there is no kingdom. As John Milton wrote in Paradise Lost, the mind is its own place, and in itself can make a hell of heaven and a heaven of hell. The conversion of individuals is indeed a prerequisite to the coming of the kingdom of God on earth. Still, in the meantime, we should be committed to pressing toward this kingdom, toward becoming what Jesus is calling us to be. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Remember, the whole creation is waiting for us to be instruments of God, through which it will be delivered from its present tragic condition. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 22. So, this is the tension. Granted, we will not be like Christ until we are with Him at His coming, yet we must daily press toward that goal, socially and civically, as much as personally and spiritually. We may not be able to create the kingdom of God in its fullness prior to His return, yet we are nonetheless called by God to work toward that end, which is the gist.